This was where the Nautilus had been sent accidentally, or perhaps deliberately, by its captain. It was sweeping around in a spiral whose radius kept growing smaller and smaller. The skiff, still attached to the ship's plating, was likewise carried around at dizzying speed. I could feel us whirling. I was experiencing that accompanying nausea that follows such continuous spinning motions. We were in dread, in the last stages of sheer horror, our blood frozen in our veins, our nerves numb, drenched in cold sweat as if from the throes of dying. And what a noise around our frail skiff! What roars echoing from several miles away! What crashes from the water breaking against sharp rocks on the seafloor, where the hardest objects are smashed, where tree trunks are worn down and worked into a shaggy fur, as Norwegians express it. What a predicament! We were rocking frightfully. The Nautilus defended itself like a human being. Its steel muscles were cracking. Sometimes it stood on end, the three of us along with it. "We've got to hold on tight," Ned said, "and screw the nuts down again. If we can stay attached to the Nautilus, we can still make it." He hadn't finished speaking when a cracking sound occurred. The nuts gave way and ripped out of its socket. The skiff was hurled like a stone from a sling into the midst of the vortex. My head struck against an iron timber, and with this violent shock I lost consciousness.